Welcome to Optimal Insights, the podcast that brings you Colorado industry leaders providing their expert insights for senior care. My name is Jeff Mannell, and I will be your host. Today, we'll be speaking with Maria Oren. She is the Colorado Market Director of Strategy and Integration for PAM Health. There's too much there to even unpack. I'm going to let her do that. But I'm so excited we're going to speak with her today. She has decades of experience in post-acute care. We're going to talk about, well, what is post-acute care? We're going to talk about preventative care. But I think most importantly today, we're going to talk about what is covered by insurance. We've got Medicare A, we've got Medicare B, we've got Advantage plans. Are they Advantage plans? We're going to let her explain all of that. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Maria Oren. Maria, thank you for joining us on Optimal Insights. It's so great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Oh, man. And I was looking at your background a little bit, and you are the Colorado Market Director of Strategy and Integration for PAM Health. Yes. That is a mouthful. Tell us a little bit about what that is, your background, what you do. Give us some insight.
Sure. So this is my 30th year working in post-acute, and it's a big title. But in reality, I am a helper. So I work really closely with directors in hospital systems or private physicians and surgeons that need the right resource for their patient's level of care. So a lot of my job is to help navigate folks to the right level so they can have the best outcomes. So if they send a patient to the wrong level, it delays that outcome. And unfortunately, the patient has to go through a different level of care. And it's not a win for really anybody, including their insurance. So that's my job, is I just help find the right resource.
For the right care. Well, 30 years of experience, we need people like that, that are committed to this market, to these people, because it's a messy journey, and it's really easy to get lost and confused and go the wrong way. And having somebody there that has the experience is really helpful just to navigate the minefields. So I'm really grateful that you're doing this. And post-acute care, 30 years in this, of course, we should share that that's what PAM stands for, right? Post-acute medical. I don't want to accidentally call you PAM. I think I did you that I did that already once before. So you talked a lot already about making sure that people get the right level of care. Can you dive into that a little bit for us and even just explain what is post-acute care?
Absolutely. So when anybody has been diagnosed with a chronic illness, there are two opportunities, treat and sustain. So when somebody has whatever kind of diagnosis that they manage on a day-to-day basis, we are a resource. PAM is a resource at multiple levels. So we have an inpatient LTAC, which is long-term acute care. That might be for somebody who's had an emergency trauma, car accident, severe injury. They have a longer length of stay. It requires much more direct hands-on care. Then we have something called an IRF, which is inpatient rehab, which is intensive therapy for those that are like chronic care. And they need a little bit more therapy than they would get in the home setting or in a skilled nursing facility setting. It's very intensive. It's a very short duration, but their outcomes are phenomenal. Then we have outpatient, which is once they've had home health, which we also provide, where the clinicians go into the home because they're homebound, they can't drive, or it's a challenge to get to the outpatient setting. We provide the services in the home, or they can go to outpatient because they are independent and they just need a little therapy, a little tune-up, and they can come to the outpatient clinic. So every one of those levels are for the right kind of client, right? So we don't want to serve somebody where it's a challenge to get to outpatient, and they would have extremely much better, amazing outcomes if they went inpatient at one of the different levels. So,
sure. Wow. You cover the whole spectrum. And, it's nice to have everything like in one place, you know, so that they can get exactly what they need. And this is where Optimal and PAM kind of can partner, because after they've had, you know, in-house care with you. And I want to go into a little bit more when I'm done here about what intensive care means and what you provide there, because I think it's pretty outstanding. But then there's a partnership and a synergy that happens when they get sent home, and Optimal can go in and help with home health and continue the care there. But you did touch on this intensive care. I want you to share a little bit about the facility, because you know your suites I heard are pretty amazing that people stay in, and it's not just a 30 minutes of care here and an hour of care here. Explain a little bit what that looks like.
Absolutely. So the reason why it's considered intensive care is the client receives 3 hours of one-to-one care, direct therapy a day. That I'm a pretty healthy individual, and I go to the gym at least 3 times a week, and I don't think I could do 3 hours a day. So we take the client exactly where their baseline is. So if it takes them 15 minutes to go from their bed to the bathroom independently, our first goal would be like 6 minutes. So it's not excruciating what we're asking them to do. We're asking them to remain as independent with assistance as best as possible. And what that looks like is a PT or a physical therapist, occupational therapist, nurse, speech, would be doing direct one-on-one with the client, as based on the care plan that the patient and the physician are in collaboration with. Secondly, it's a 5-7-ish day stay, maybe up to 10 days. And they come into our suites. It is a private suite. They don't have to share it with anybody. It's huge, beautiful, brand new facility. We have three. One in Westminster, Greeley, and then we're opening one in Golden at the end of April. So lots of resources, and we get clients from literally all over the United States fly in for our services. We do have a physician on site, and one is called a PM&R, which means they are specialist in rehab. And then we also have an internal medicine physician for those that also have medication issues or other complications for oversight, so they can see a physician every single day. And then, like I said, their therapy is one-on-one with that therapist or a nurse, whichever their needs are predominantly on their care plan. So
fantastic. I love that. I mean, all the bases are covered. And So when I hear all of that, there's part of me that thinks, okay, dollar signs, you know, what in the world does Medicare cover? How does insurance cover all this amazing care? And I think probably with 30 years of experience of walking people through that, you're one of the experts that we need to get some insights from, because that's the scary part, I think, for a lot of people to even think about jumping into getting care like this. So give us your wisdom.
I will. And I'll tell you what, I'm in this industry and I can get lost. I mean, and I need a navigation tool. So I can't even imagine if somebody handed me a script and said, go, here you go, out in the wilderness and figure it out.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going to make t-shirts that say insurance dictates care, because at the end of the day, it does. Yeah. And under Medicare, I just really want to take just a hot second. Medicare has
the straight Take Medicare more than a A&B. Hot second. Okay. We need to hear this.
Medicare A and B alone, no Advantage plan, just A and B. Okay. So A covers inpatient stay and anything related to the inpatient stay. So if the patient goes into a hospital system and gets discharged to a rehab, whether it's a skilled nursing facility rehab or PAM, it's covered. This is the caveat. The skilled nursing facility is under the A days, same as home health, and Medicare B is secondly, it's a physician. So anything ancillary is outpatient, also Medicare B. We are the weird unicorn in the mix, because we are covered under hospital days under the Medicare plan, because we're considered a hospital. We can pretty much do everything a normal hospital would do, except for I don't think we have a x-ray, but we partner with mobile x-ray. So that's the only thing that we can't do. We can start an IV if the patient gets sick and need to drop an IV, that sort of thing. So the hospital days are covered. And as you know, if you're a Medicare carrier, you have 60 days a year. So unless you utilize those 60 days, they go unused. So this is a benefit that costs the client nothing other than their typical copay that they normally have.
There you go.
To come in and get therapy, right? Same with inpatient stay under Medicare A. They have 20 days at 100% covered. And then everything after that, they pay a stipend or a copay for that room and board. That's a lot. So I just wanted to cover.
No, that's right. Here, I need a sip of coffee after that explanation.
Right. And I think
Sink in. No, that's so important, this information, because if you go on Google or you go on YouTube and just say, please explain Medicare A and B, there's a million videos and everybody seems like has their angle. And
yes.
And it's good just to hear, okay, a straight shot, like this is what it covers, this is not what it covers. And boy, I definitely want to get your input on the advantage plans.
Well, Colorado,
the disadvantage plans.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's what I like to call them. The only advantages to the insurance company. I'm sorry. Kind of sorry.
No,
sorry.
We need to hear the truth. We need to get your insights.
And when you're 60, 50, and your health is pretty decent, the advantage plans might assist with a very expensive medication, a heart medication that typically would cost $300 a pill. And you have a secondary plan, an advantage plan come through and say, well, we can whittle that down to $30. Everybody's going to sign up for it. However, when you're in a chronic state where you're going to have that diagnosis, CHF, COPD, Alzheimer's, anything neuro, that doesn't go away, right? You're now, mm-hmm. you have that illness that you're going to have to manage throughout your entire existence. It's wise possibly to go back to traditional Medicare. Open enrollment is in October, I'm just saying. But on the flip side is when they give over that power to any advantage plan, they dictate your care. So what you would have had for a benefit, say open-ended for a home health, for example, for Optimal, if they were, I don't care which company, United, Kaiser, Aetna, Blue Cross, any of those, that they were to sign up with that plan, the plan now tells them how many visits they get, not the therapist.
Oh, let me tell you, it's a nightmare. And it changes.
Yes.
Yeah, it changes all the time. The doctor could say, listen, you need this, but you're constantly having to go to the insurance company to get approval. And the days keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller and fewer and fewer. And so it is a huge challenge for these seniors that need the therapy so bad. It's not like we're just trying to give it to you because you know we can. Now these patients really, really need the care. So yeah, the Medicare Advantage plans have been challenging.
I love that Optimal's team. I've been doing this a long time, and I trust the team at Optimal just for the simple fact that they have doctorate level therapists. So these people assess folks in the hospital. They have amazing amounts outcome driven professionals. Mm-hmm. They talk directly with the surgeon or with the primary care provider, the physician. And together they work together on a plan of care for their patient.
Right.
Like your patient's declining, they have a high fall risk. If nothing is done soon, this is the outcome. They're going to have to move. They're going to have to hire non-medical. They're going to have to get their family to assist, like put the burden back on the patient. The cool thing is that they have a plan of care, but several times the insurance company says, that sounds great, but we're going to pull back that frequency a little bit and only give you.
Which drives me crazy because I want to get to the kind of this last question, but the home therapy that we're able to give through Optimal, and I appreciate you sharing that. Like my wife was an OT with Optimal for 6.5 years, loved it. Is so passionate about her patients. But we're in there to bring them, to get them the strength, get back to the baseline that they can reach so that they don't go back into the hospital. So they don't fall. So they don't have to, go back in and then come back and go through the same cycle all over again. And which brings me to, I want to talk a few minutes here, kind of towards the end of our chat about preventative care and what patients can do, what seniors can do at home, what can they be doing to stop from, like I said, falling into this cycle and getting caught up in it, which it seems like when you get caught up in that cycle, it's so easy. Your baseline just ticks down just even a little bit each time. And anything we can do to stop from falling in, I want to help people to do.
I love that. That's a great question. So whether they come from an inpatient hospital setting and the patient refused, they didn't want to go to a rehab or receive services in the home, or they go see their primary care and they're claiming, I'm losing my strength. That's the first trigger. I don't care what diagnosis you have. If any client comes to me and says, it's harder for me to get up and moving in the morning. I'm exhausted by 3 o'clock. I I'm having fall risk, I'm tripping. Those are huge indicators of warning lights. So the easiest way is having an assessment done either by home health or by our level of care, IRF. What we do is we work in conjunction to get the client like to the right level. And initially it would be, if you have a chronic illness, you could probably benefit from a higher level of care at a shorter duration and then go home with home health or vice versa. Right. If home health doesn't feel this is aggressive enough, they'll make the referral to us. There's no competitiveness between payers at all because you're paid under A and all home health is covered under Medicare A and we're covered under hospital days. So it's supposed to work like this because we're still cheaper than one inpatient stay.
That's right.
In the hospital. So that's my little commercial, but in reality, it saves so many families thousands and thousands of dollars in trying to duct tape a plan for mom or dad or their loved one to stay home longer and be independent when we can get the client to that baseline quicker.
That's right. And I will give it to the families. A lot of times they just don't know and they're trying to put a plan. They have the best heart. They're trying to do everything they can. And they've got mom or dad telling them, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. And so they get all anxious, put this plan together. That's why it's so important to have conversations with people like you, like having an assessment from one of our therapists to come in, because we want to work together as a team with you, not in competition. We're not trying to take anything away. We want mom or dad to live at home for as long as possible for the rest of their lives, to the end of their life. Absolutely. So working together with you and, you know, with all of the amazing people I've been able to talk to on this podcast, if we all just kind of continue to work together, communicate, refer to one another, we have this amazing network and we deliver amazing care that way. Nothing falls through the cracks when we're all working together.
Mm-hmm. It's that collaborative. So, it's a collaborative continuum. And I feel we have one of the best states where everybody leans in and says, what's the right thing for the patient? Even if it isn't us, like, it doesn't matter. We're going to do the right thing. And so we're going to get that patient to the right level of care. And I trust the majority of individuals in Denver that we work with closely. the majority, but I'll make recommendations.
Like in any other thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, I mean, Maria, it's been great.
Right. Thank you.
I am so thankful for the time. I am grateful for people like you who are just warriors in the industry and are still, after 30 years, passionate about it and committed to it. Really thankful to have you out there and thankful for the partnership that we're able to enjoy between Pam and Optimal. So I wish you all the best. Thank you so much. And I appreciate again the time that you've given us. And for those of you that are watching or listening, if you haven't already done so yet, please click like and subscribe so that you can get these on a regular basis delivered right to you. So until next time, have a great week. And Pam, Maria, thanks again.
Thank you.